everybody. Welcome to The Kelly O Show. I'm your host, Kelly Alexa. This show is dedicated to inspiring women of all ages to pursue excellence in mind, body, and business. After decades of playing small in my own life and staying in the comfort zone, a couple of years of massive chaos and drama in my personal and my professional life forever changed me for the better. Through some tough lessons, I evolved, and I became a stronger and more confident version of myself, fearless, and finally, unapologetically myself. I am now designing my life bigger and better than ever before, and most importantly, I'm designing a life on my terms that is full of joy and happiness. And I think that this is something that's been missing for so many women. They're either staying in the comfort zone like I was, or they've got a life that looks pretty good on the outside, but it's missing real joy and health and happiness. And that is no bueno. I believe that the future is female, and every week this show is going to bring you incredible interviews and live shows that I hope is going to motivate you to take massive action in your life, to leave the comfort zone and go all in, again, to pursue achieving excellence in mind, body, and in business. I hope you enjoy the show, and let's dive in. Hey, everybody, welcome back. This is part two of our two-part interview with Janine Krause. If you're just tuning in and haven't listened to part one, please make sure you do so, because I can guarantee you this is going to make a lot more sense to you if you listen to part one first. You mentioned stress, and we said that we were going to talk about stress and our health today, and I think that's a perfect segue because you were talking about, you know, having some of your patients track, you know, how stressed they are. And for me, one of the things that I've been sharing a lot with my followers is, in my opinion, like this year in particular, I've realized how much I've had 2 to 3, probably 2.5 years of high stress, a lot of business changes, family chaos. So personal, professional, every type of chaos, change, transition, trauma you can possibly imagine in my life has happened, and very, very stressful. And it seems to me, my suggestion is that there are obvious stress factors like that, a marriage falling apart, you lose your job, your company gets downsized, you know, your company cuts your hours, you get in a car accident. What did I say? So there's love problems, there's finance problems, there's job problems. Like, those are the big ones that, and everybody knows, like, we're stressed about money, we're stressed about jobs, we're stressed about love or sex, whatever. But then there's like the other stressors that I don't think people give enough credit or attention to, and that those can be almost as invasive because we're not paying attention to them. Like stressing out in the, you and I mentioned this offline before the show. I've been this. I have stressed and obsessed over my diet and my workout and trying to fix my hormones so much that I know that was contributing, and it was causing headaches. It was causing stomach aches, stomach grinding, where I couldn't eat, but yet I needed to eat. I mean, everything you can imagine, it was ultimately tied back to me just stressing. My doctor constantly going, I think you're getting an ulcer. And I would go, but I'm not that stressed. Like, it was when my business was going great. I've met the love of my life. I'm in a happy relationship. Money's good. Like, I wasn't in a position where anything that was big or natural or obvious was stressing me out, but all these other small things I was obsessing about. And to me, I think a lot of people ignore that. Do you agree, as far as stress and its impact on our health, that sometimes it's the not so obvious stress?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, you mentioned some huge ones, especially over obsession of your health. I see a lot of people who come to me as a naturopath and go, I want to optimize my health. And this is this problem I have. And I get to know them and go, you know, I think if we didn't focus so much on these things, you probably would be okay. I had a recent case where a gal, she's been trying to get pregnant, obsessed over every single aspect of getting pregnant. I mean, she could probably write 8 books on the subject. She was so well-versed on it, more than me. Even she was teaching me stuff left and right. I'm like, okay.
And that's so common. Yeah. With women trying to get pregnant.
Oh, huge, huge factor. I used to work for a acupuncture clinic in Illinois, next to Fertility Centers in Illinois. And it was something I saw day in, day out there. And really what I helped this gal with was like, let's stop obsessing. What if we just took a month and we did not even think about health? All we did was do acupuncture. You come in my office, we're just chilling you out. She got pregnant. It just took her to stop thinking about it. I think for women in particular, especially menopause, you know, things like fertility, menopause, weight loss, we tend to really tie that into who we are a little bit. Yep. And obsess with that a little bit too. And the fitness industry is a double-edged sword. I myself caused myself a ton of problems trying to compete in the fitness weightlifting universe. That's a whole nother podcast there. But what I do see being also an issue in addition to these things that you're talking about is clutter in the home, clutter in the closet. A lot of us who are trying to lose weight have multiple different clothing. So you have your skinny jeans, you have your fat jeans, you have your in-between jeans, if you will. Yes. Ladies know what I'm talking about. And the more you obsess on it, and now you have all of that variety of clothes in your closet and it's cluttered, one, you can't figure out what you're going to wear. So you're going to stress yourself out trying to get to work. So that creates some stress. But then you're also trying to figure out what identity you have here. Who are you? Are you skinny? Are you skinny jeans? Are you middle of the road jeans? Are you fat jeans? And that messes with your brain so much. We have so much negative self-talk that commonly happens in the ladies' universe. We beat up ourselves more than anyone could possibly beat us up. And I think that's another stressor that a lot of people overlook, absolutely overlook.
Oh, it's huge. And I will absolutely use myself as an example. So it's funny you mentioned menopause because I remember, so I'm 50. I think I've been in menopause for, I don't know the exact time when I entered into this lovely phase, but the truth is like, nothing really changed for me. I've been getting my hormones optimized and I've been on bioidentical treatment for several years. So when I transitioned, if you will, into that, I didn't even know it. And I still don't. I mean, it's not like I have night sweats or libido loss or any of those things that are stereotypical symptoms or side effects that we heard growing up about menopause. But it is funny that there's still, and there's a reason I talk about this. And I was telling my man, I plan to talk about this more because I want women to know I'm 50, I'm in menopause. And number one, look at me. Number two, I feel great. I wouldn't even know it. And yet it was funny that my doctor, he waited to tell me I was in menopause until after. And then he kind of slipped in and he said, well, by the way, you started menopause. And he was kind of like, you started menopause. He's like, some people, and he didn't want to tell me like in the same room. It's like I was going to take out a hatchet and chop his arm off because he told me. And he goes, some women just don't react well. I go, it's just a word. It's just it's a data point. So, but yes, back to what you were saying, whether it's being told you're in perimenopause or you're premenopausal, whatever somebody labels it, or menopause, or if it's the size of your genes, if it's what, I mean, the trauma that I would put myself through because I wasn't fitting into my size 8 jeans, and the trauma that I put myself through to buy a pair of size 10 pants when I was going through a phase that, you know, I was working with a dietitian. The advice she gave me had me getting bigger, not smaller. And I remember she said, just buy bigger jeans. I'm like, why would I buy bigger jeans? And in my brain, I thought everyone in the world is going to know that I'm in a size bigger jeans. And it's so silly that someone had to say to me, you know, no one can see inside your pants. Like what size you wear. But like people that are listening, I know a ton of you have written in and said the same thing. Like you will identify who you are based on what size you are. And, you know, absolutely. It takes a while to get past that, but that can be hugely stressful when you are beating yourself up like that. And the negative self-talk, I think that can be one of the worst things ever.
Hands down. Cause I have ladies who come in, they're like, my life's great. Everything's wonderful. I have no reason to be stressed. I'm like, okay, let's talk about how you talk to yourself. It's like mind blowing. I, like I said, we are so evil to ourselves. We say such evil things related to pants. It's almost like you said, the tag, it's almost like there's a stamp, like the scarlet letter is on your jeans when you get to a jean size that goes up from what your idea of perfect jeans for you is.
Or what we weigh, you know?
Yeah. Oh God.
I mean, it's so funny because I have not weighed myself in so long, and the amount of fear, like when I go to my doctor and I'll say, I'll even ask the nurse, I'm like, are you going to weigh me when I get there? The thought that whatever a scale is going to say could traumatize me to that degree. And I know it's so weird, but it really is. And there are things that, like, men just are so much more easygoing about things that we aren't. And the bottom line is, I'm glad that we're bringing this up because it's insidious. All of this stuff we're talking about, our weight, how we look, if we have our skin breaking out, we're in menopause, we're going through hormonal changes. It's, I think, some of these things, because they can continue just ongoing, and because we make them worse, we pour gasoline on the fire, they can almost be more detrimental than maybe the one-hit wonder of a job loss, right? Like you get fired. That's a one-hit wonder. And then you just go out and you go, okay, well, I'm going to look for another job. And it's stressful, but like it's predictable. Whereas this stuff we do to ourselves, it can just be, again, it's like this insidious creep. So when you're working with patients, I mean, this for me has been something, and it still is an ongoing thing. I'm much better about my negative self-talk. I'm much better about accepting my body where it is along the way. But stress is still something that I struggle with handling, and learning to calm down, just how I manage it, how I don't obsess, how I don't try to make everything perfect all the time, try to make myself perfect all the time. What are some of the ways when you start working with patients that is every patient different? How do you get people started down the road of managing stress differently? Because I'm guessing you don't tell people, hey, we're going to get rid of stress. It's how you handle it, right?
No, yeah, no, we're not going to eliminate stress completely, because that would be an oxymoron, really. Because there are some things that you can't control. Just one of the tidbits that I have in my office is, I do not have a scale in my office. It's in the bathroom. It's very dusty and crusty. If someone absolutely wants to weigh themselves, go ahead, do it. I'm not going to weigh you. That's number one, stress management in my office. We don't do that. We don't mess with those kind of things. So I have to evaluate with managing stress with folks where people are at, because not everyone has as terrible negative self-talk as the other person, but also the negative self-talk goes in different directions. So we have to figure out, one, how stress is affecting this individual. What's their common symptom? What's the main symptom that's coming out of them? Is their gut trashed? Are they having headaches? You know, what is the issue? Pain, chronic neck, jaw pain? Are you grinding through your teeth? Once I identify what the main issue is, then I'm going into the underlying stuff. Because not only do we have negative self-talk, we have multiple traumas that we've been through in life. And depending on how long we've negative self-talked to ourselves, we're looking at how long has that been going on. For a lot of gals, it's like right around puberty, sometimes even sooner, once you become body aware. Yeah. And so that becomes a big issue. In my office, I typically, for the folks that are in that category where we can't even have a real conversation about their negative self-talk, because a lot of people are so deep in actions that go, let's say, harm themselves. So we're talking eating disorder type of stuff here, bulimia, we're talking anorexia. When I have someone that comes in and we've got that stress happening on top of some of their other symptoms, I bring out my team. Like you were saying, you've got your PIT crew. I have gals here in my community that are working on eating disordered, or disordered eating as they would call it in that department. We've got to have someone on board to help minimize that and talk about it. Because really, it's blowing the door open on it. Because I think a lot of people, to start working on stress, we have to be honest with ourselves and with the practitioners that we're working with, so that we know exactly where you stand, so I can meet you where you're at.
Yeah,
a lot of it has to start with talk. I do a lot more counseling at the beginning and stress management than I actually do treatment. Sometimes I will do herbs, and part of it is figuring out where the cortisol is at. I will test saliva cortisol. For those of you that don't know what that is, you're literally spitting in little tubes, and you're going to do it when you wake up, before breakfast, before lunch, before dinner, and before bed. And we freeze it, we send it off, and we see what's going on. Where are you beating yourself up the worst, basically? And what kind of pattern do you have? Is cortisol nice in the morning and slowly tapering off into the evening? If that's happening, you have a good cortisol pattern, that's great. But we've got to figure out what's going on underneath that, what's happening at night, all those things. So we start with patterns. We start with some counseling, get started there. And we start by making good little beneficial steps. I love fellow naturopaths, but a lot of times folks will have come in from other naturopaths and have like 10 supplements on board and 5 billion things they need to do to get their stress under control.
Which can be stressful in and of itself.
You just created a whole bunch more stress. So we tick things off one at a time here to try to work on creating healthy, sustainable habits that can work. We're not taking stuff away. That's another big thing that I have a pet peeve in my industry is folks are eliminating foods and eliminating this and eliminating that. No, we're going to make the habits that you have better. And we're going to try to figure out what can we do to help with the mindset of the stress, how can we work to try to clear that up? And then we're working one by one on certain issues that we have with the health. So if it's the gut, we work on the gut. If it's the skin, we work on figuring the skin out. It is always a mind-body type of treatment here.
I think that your approach is one of the smartest. And I say this from my own experiences cumulatively that have all added up into where I am right now, right? And so everything you just said makes sense because certainly I have heard other people who have gone and gotten advice. I've been given advice, you know, wipe out everything, go extreme paleo on your diet, do this, do that. And what some of those approaches do when it's, you know, like you said, adding, you know, 20 new steps that you have to do every day. It's such a stressful change. And then there's this pressure. So I would anticipate that a lot of people who are potentially needing to see someone like yourself, they're already having perfectionistic tendencies. I'm one of them. You know, you're an all or nothing mindset. You're a perfectionist. You're trying to please everybody. You're down on yourself. And so if you have somebody who's like, okay, in order to fix this, you have to do this, 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 and this, take this, 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 and this, right? If you don't measure up and do all of those things, then that type of a person, because I'm one of them and I know a lot of them, then you think, oh, I failed. And then you'll beat yourself up about that. So to me, when you say that you're going to work with people and calm, like the very way you're working with people, I think is going to calm people down. And that's what I have seen in my own life, because I have gone from obsessing about my diet and trying to fix my hormonally imbalanced body and trying to fix it and find the perfect diet and the perfect workout combination that's going to work with someone for hypothyroidism. And when I finally let go of all of those rules, and God bless this guy that I saw his video on caloric deficit. And just to what you said a second ago, instead of me going, I'm going to stop worrying about whether something's paleo or not. I'm going to stop worrying about whether my intermittent fasting is perfect or not. I'm just going to stick with one baseline. Here's my calorie deficit for the day. That's it. And when I calmed down and I just chilled and I got rid of all of the extra noise and I stopped obsessing, my body's responding. And I think that that's what so many people who are in a massive state of stress overwhelm, where it's affecting their health, that's what they need. They need somebody who, like you, who's going to help them, you know, get to the root cause and get them in a place where they go, okay, you know, I'm going to calm down and it's going to take a while to get my life back and my health back, but I'm worth the time. I'm worth the investment. Let's figure this out. Instead of thinking like, this is like, it's almost like so many other programs out there, it's as if they're sending somebody to, what do they call those where you send somebody off to a school, like a boarding school or fat camp, you know, and it's torture.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be that way.
No, No, it absolutely shouldn't. And I mean, I'm not going to lie. When I first started this game being a naturopath, I made all the mistakes. I overloaded people. I stressed them out. And, you know, that's trial and error that caused me to figure this out. But I think it's so important that everybody takes it slow. You know, the patient, the doc, and just figuring out one by one. Let's not try to be perfect in one day. It doesn't happen.
I see that we're getting close to our time, which it flew, of course. And I would really love to have you back on the show, but we'll talk about that. I'll chase you after the show. I'll totally stalk you. But you know, you just talking to you, like you're so chill and you're so like, you've got like this really calm vibe. I'm curious if you, like before you started your practice, or have there been times in the middle of, you know, your practice where you've had, you know, you've had to treat yourself? Have you had a high stress life where you learned this stuff first as well?
Absolutely. I actually pushed myself so hard to impress a partner in a business to the point where I was working 7 days a week. I was working 12-hour days. I was calling patients all the time for follow-up. I didn't even have an assistant at all. I was like 24/7 open to provide care. And I got to the point where I got in the parking lot of the office and fell out of my car into a crumple on the concrete, like face in the like oil and everything that's gross on concrete parking lot. And I literally was laying there in tears. I was paralyzed. I could not move. I had to call my husband, who luckily was in getting his teeth worked on at the dentist down the street. He came and picked me up and was like, we can't do this anymore. You got to figure this out. Otherwise, he's like, you're going to die. And the truth was, is like, I was slowly dying. I was like literally killing myself trying to help people. And at that point, that was rock bottom. I was like, okay, I can't do this anymore. So yeah, I have been slowly, and I'm not perfect at all. Everything that I employ are things that I'm working on myself. So everything I employ on patients are things I work on myself. And it's a day, it's not a day goes by that I have to work on it to make sure that I'm not putting myself in an extremely, you know, heightened mm-hmm. state anymore. And yeah, I mean, if we had more time, I would go into all the things I did with myself with fitness. But at this point, yeah, I've been there.
Well, that should potentially be another interview too. Because, I mean, I do. I see that is becoming more common. In fact, I was talking a little bit about that on the other interview I did today. We were talking about, you know, how many women are presenting with hormonal imbalances, just major health issues, adrenal burnout, adrenal fatigue, at younger ages. You know, it's not just people in their 40s. And you know, I think that a lot of that can happen in the fitness space with competitions, with, you know, just look at fitness and social media and all the pressure that seeing all of these fake photoshopped people online, you know, is the pressures that's creating with legions of women, you know, that we're already insecure. We're already comparing ourselves to airbrushed magazine models. And then you go on Instagram and they're probably airbrushed and Lightroomed even more. So an absolute, but I think the fact that you have been through it, and I think this is the case with anybody, when you're working with somebody as a coach or a teacher or a practitioner or whatever, who not only has been through it, but is, you know, saying just what you are, look, I'm not perfect. I'm working on this too. That to me is, it makes you more relatable than somebody who appears as, I'm perfect. I know everything and I don't need help. You know, I would feel more comfortable working with somebody who's actually been there, done that. I certainly know that people in my business, they appreciate the fact that I've learned the lessons that I'm teaching them because I can give them specific examples. So that's good to know. And I really enjoyed talking with you because, like I said, you know, just listening to the way that you talk, I can tell that you just, there's different types of people that come on this show and you come across as somebody who's very grounded, and that shows that you're walking your talk. So, I love that. I also love, I made sure for everybody listening that I asked her before the show, you know, sometimes it's frustrating for me if I interview somebody and I think they're fantastic, but from a practitioner perspective, the only people they can help or those in their backyard. And I love knowing that there's somebody where anybody who's listening can potentially, you know, get help from this person. So Janine, we totally hit the wall on our time today, but if you can let everybody know, we will, like I said, I want to have you back on the show. So we'll plan that. But for right now, tell people where they can find you online and learn about some of the offerings so that if they're not in your backyard, you know, let them know where you are geographically, let them know your website and how they can reach you.
Sure.
And then where they can follow you on social media.
Absolutely. So I'm in Tacoma, Washington, and you can see me here personally if you're in the Tacoma, Washington area, or if you want to see me virtually, you can head on over to Dr. J. Krause, so DrJKrause, and is in nancydasindog.com or thehealthfixpodcast.com. We'll direct you over there as well, and you can see all of my info on virtual visits with me. You can also hear more of my rantings on the Health Fix podcast and hear a little bit about how I approach different treatments. And then you can follow me on Instagram or Facebook, Dr. Janine Krause. It's all DR and then Janine, my name, Krause, all smashed together. You can see a lot of my personal kind of rants and my personality on Instagram. So I highly recommend checking that out. And you get a little bit, get a little idea about me and what I think.
That's awesome. And I also just made sure I wrote down your podcast because I didn't realize until we talked today. I'm sure I might have been told that, but I will go and subscribe to your podcast as well because you know your stuff. And I really like what you're doing. I love your approach. And I think you're obviously just going to continue to help a lot more people. So thrilled that our audience can take advantage of your services virtually or in person. So thank you so much, Janine, for being on the show. We will talk about getting you back on the show. For everybody listening, of course, if you have questions and are interested, connect with Janine directly. If you have questions for me about the show, about nominating somebody that I interview on the show, about potential advertising or sponsorship opportunities for 2020, you can fill out the contact me form on kellyalexa.com or you can email my assistant directly. Her email is Angie@kellyalexa.com. Thanks so much for tuning in, everybody. We will see you next time on The Kelly O Show.
Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this two-part interview with Janine Krause. She's incredible, isn't she? I absolutely loved interviewing her, and I certainly plan on connecting with her myself as a customer or as a patient, I guess. And I'm certain that many of you will as well in the new year. So I hope that this was a helpful interview. And of course, we'll have everything that we referenced in this show in the show notes at thekellyoshow.com. If you have any questions for me on topics like this that you would like to see me cover with the experts that I have on the show, please don't hesitate to reach out. You can reach out to my assistant, Angie@kellyalexa.com, or you can simply fill out the contact me form at kellyalexa.com as well. That will get to me. You can use those same methods of contact to reach out if you're inquiring about advertising rates on the show for 2020 and beyond, or if you would like to nominate a guest that we interview on the show as well. You can use those same methods. Until next time, thank you so much for tuning in. If you haven't headed over to iTunes, number one, make sure you're subscribed. And number two, if you haven't yet left a review for the show, we would so appreciate it. All of those reviews help our show get seen and heard by more people who could really benefit from this free information that we're creating for you. So much appreciated. Thank you in advance, and we'll see you next time on The Kelly O Show.